Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can give us a phone call at 408-228-4911, or you can send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com.
.com.
I don't have anything to plug other than November 4th. I'm going to be at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and I want you guys to come because I'm recording my second CD.
I'm going
to
be there.
Yes.
I'm also going to India before that. If you like more information about that, check out churchinhollywood.com and click on Outreach.
Sweet.
And now's a good time to announce our radio contest.
Yeah.
We want you to call in and list the second funniest thing you heard today.
All right. And then the winner of the first funniest will win our Zombie, Zombie, Zombies DVD.
I think we should choose the second funniest as the winner. So you have to be the second funniest thing that we hear.
Good luck with that. All right. Enjoy the show.
Okay, bye.
It is.
Did we start?
I think we did.
Okay.
Are you okay? Do you need more time?
Yeah, well, I'm almost done with this level on my iPod.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you playing Earth Defense on your iPod Touch now?
No.
And this is after Kevin told me a story about how his iPod broke his Pansy PC.
Dude, it totally broke my $2,000 PC.
I'll tell you why it happened. Because your PC can't handle the technology. It's like, remember when John, what's his name? Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Not John, but Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Remember when he went onto the ship in Independence Day and he used an Apple to crash the spaceship, right?
Yeah.
So you introducing an Apple into a PC is like, it's like bringing a desktop calculator to the Bronze Age.
Okay, here's my question. When did
you were listening to a single thing I said.
No, it's a desktop calculator to the Bronze Age. I can multitask. Bring it. I'm also beating this level. Here's my question. Now, replace the word PC with black people, and suddenly it's not okay to talk about how they're inferior, but because I have a different type of computer, I'm less than a person. Check that out.
Kevin,
new high score. Bam.
Kevin, even black people know to use an Apple.
Welcome to the JK Show.
No, it's the second funniest podcast, jackass.
Not when we talk about this.
That's old school?
It's like 99th funniest when we talk about how great apples are.
It's only not funny because your Apple iPod destroyed your...
No, it didn't destroy it.
Look, you came in and said it broke it.
No, here's what happened. Here, let me tell the story.
I don't think
Can
I
tell the story?
No, I don't
let
think
Let me
so.
Tell the story. If I were a black person, you'd have to let me.
No.
See how that works?
No, I
Here's
don't.
What happened is that the iPod was synced up with the computer, and it starts, iTunes is like, I'm iTunes, and I don't understand the universe. And what it actually said was that it can't read or write to the iPod. So all of my apps got eliminated off the iPod. Again, this is Apple talking to Apple. iTunes talking directly to the iPod.
No, it's iTunes on your PC talking to an iPod.
Written by Apple software designers. And so that all
trying
gets
trying to dumb
up.
Down their brilliant software for a PC.
So while Apple is getting so confused and screwing up my computer, then the computer thinks that for some reason my iPod is a boot disk, and so the boot manager, which is the thing that launches your computer into consciousness, got deleted somehow. And
wait, so you're, when you said launches your computer, your PC is self-aware? Maybe that's what the issue is. Maybe
all
it knows
computers are self-aware. Don't you have a heart?
No.
They have souls. Every time you turn them off, you're killing them. And then when you reboot
now
them,
now I
new
see the real problem
starts.
That's going on.
What?
You see your PC as a friend and not a tool.
No, see, your problem is that you see your friend as a tool.
That's true.
Although, maybe apples don't have souls. I don't know. Wait a second here.
That was a great setup for me. That was
wait a minute.
That was borderline genius. No, you see your friend as a tool. That's true. I do.
Who was the genius in that?
Me.
How are you the genius? I said the hard line.
But you didn't know it.
Yeah, I did. Are we going to fight?
Yes.
Is this a fighting podcast?
Yeah, why not?
All right, round one is a draw because...
Why do you... You're a participant in the fight. Why do you get to judge the
fight? All right, let's ask the dog.
He put his head down.
He doesn't like it when we fight.
He's going to... Okay, we'll both call him. Okay. And whoever wins, whoever he comes to, okay, is going to
I've seen this
win
episode.
The round.
Okay, ready? Rocky, come here. Rocky, come here. Rocky. Oh, son of a gun.
Winner to me.
He didn't even look at me.
You shouldn't... Maybe you don't hit him enough. I don't know. Or hit him too much.
He always likes me. I guess it's because he knows that you're done paying attention to him. All right, fine. So you win that argument.
Yes. What do you want to fight about now? I've realized from a past episode I was talking, I realized what the thing was, because it happened to me again, that made me want to cause physical harm to another person.
Mm.
And the other stuff that I talked about was like, oh, it's not a big deal. But this thing, for like, it's compared to it as far as my anger level,
yeah,
is not a big deal. But in reality, like to normal people, they're like, oh, that's stupid. Why would you? And here's what it is. It's old women who can't handle their 12-pound Yorkshire Terriers and poodles while I'm trying to control a 78-pound part boxer, part hound. So he is just reacting to dog lingo of, I want to fight you. I want to fight you. I want to fight
he's
you.
Like, bring it.
So he's like, let's do this. I will fight a little dog any day. And a big dog, he will tuck his tail and hide behind me. So I'm trying to steer a stroller and control the dog. And these women, they get the 20-foot leashes. Because
right,
let me tell you something that your dog with 3 inches of leg needs. It needs a 20-foot free range.
So that it can cross the street and
yeah,
back.
That's what it needs. It needs to get as far away from your bat nuts crazy ass as it possibly can. That's the real issue.
We're talking to you, lady, listening to this podcast.
Now,
right
now, I have a 78-pound dog, and he needs 5 pounds.
He's really 78 five. Pounds?
Yeah.
He weighs more than me than I did in the fourth grade.
You said that is not on any conversion chart ever. Like,
really? That's
it is
weird.
Never posted to public information.
I think I was like 44 pounds.
How much you weighed in fourth grade.
All right, we should look that up.
Why? It's
everything's
never
on the internet.
I just said it's... Okay, let's try.
Kevin Miller.
Let's see how much...
Fourth grade.
Let's ask Google. How much did Kevin Miller weigh in fourth grade?
You're typing with one hand.
I know.
Aren't you left-handed? That's with your right hand.
I know. I set this up wrong, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't... No, you normally have the laptop on your right.
Kevin Bacon. It'll tell me how much Kevin Bacon
weighed.
Well,
we're only 2 degrees from him anyway.
Let's see. Weigh in
the manger.
Fourth grade.
Oh, different type of way.
All right. Let's see. The first one is Sheila FSH Mathlet ICS 2009, important reminders and dates. Equipment handout and weigh-in dates at Metro Rec, your team, fourth grade jamboree and fifth, sixth grade jamboree.
Check that.
Okay. Kevin Miller, and it says your phone number here.
Great, and it'll have my weight,
okay,
too.
Let's take a look here. Oh, maintenance in progress. They're conducting server maintenance.
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Carter.
All right, let's go to the next one.
It's working on
Inside School Research Archives. For example, he wondered, would the model show that fifth grade teachers have, that a fifth grade teacher seems to cause students third and fourth grade achievement? The
that's not it.
Perception is no surprise to Kevin F. Miller. F that Miller.
Yeah, that guy's not me.
He says you're a professor.
Well, I'm the Kevin Miller. He's the professor.
Yeah,
Kevin
this,
Miller.
I'm quickly losing interest. Oh, wait, shadow.
Ooh,
it just says shadow. Kevin Miller says November 20th, 2008. What if it said right now that you said that I weighed 48 pounds or whatever? And
that would be called time travel.
Google would be amazing. That's how they improve upon
this. Have you read that article?
Thing.
Have you seen that guy that believes that we will be cyborgs by the year 2045, I think it is? Have you
we
heard about
will
this
be?
Guy? Yeah. I wish I could remember
what's
the guy.
What's this guy's name?
It'll come to me as we're talking. I was reading a Newsweek, I think it was. He's this crazy dude, and the name of his book is The Nexus is Coming, something like that. And the idea
it's a Star Trek movie.
Yeah. The idea is that there will be a point in time where man and machine become one, at which point in time we will live forever because our consciousness and our human bodies will be able to be kept alive through machines.
Oh.
And so he's banking everything on this. He'll be about like 85 when this day comes. And his whole point is that computers have to be able to think smarter and faster than, or eventually computers will think smarter and faster than humans do. So we'll have to build interfacing mechanisms in order to talk to them. Right now, a computer thinks at less than 1/20th the speed. Any computer thinks at 1/20th the speed of a human being. We speak at 20 platitudes or something. Or
I think an apple is 1/19th.
Probably.
Now, if history, you know how you learn from history,
yeah,
right? anytime we develop a new form of technology, what is that technology first used for?
Not entirely. That's media is used for sexual purposes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you mean to tell me that if I can get my hands on a cyborg part of me, that the first thing I'm not going to go for is my kajunkajunk?
You're going to want a cyber wiener before you're going to want a cyber
You're
brain.
Not going to want a cyber wiener before you want a cyber brain?
I'll tell you this much. There are very few electronics I want anywhere near my genitalia.
Name one.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying name one that you do. You said there are very few.
That's my point. That's called hyperbole. Maybe you should Google that.
No, I'm not saying. I want to know.
Where's the dog? He should come to me
right
now. I want to
know the exception. You know, everybody has a price. I want to know, what is the exception? Name one appliance or electronic place that you would be okay putting near your junk.
Well, appliance place like Best Buy, because that's happened. I've gone into Best Buy with my genitalia.
You didn't leave it in the car?
I don't think that's anatomically disgusting. Possible.
It would be in 2045.
Probably.
Because you could remove it and leave it in the glove box. Although, then you would have to be worried about, like, because you would have to have a detachable face on your cyborg penis. Because if you left your cyborg penis in the car, somebody's going to try and take it.
Probably, yeah.
Especially if you have a black cyborg penis. Those are going to be the bigger ones, is the way it's going to go.
Man, mine would probably be an MP3 player. Or, what were they back in the day? The old discs.
Mini discs?
Mini discs. Remember when those were like the future? You could rewrite to them. Oh, man. It was so cool.
I'm still laughing at your mini disc joke. But seriously, honestly,
Mini-disc. Get it?
I'm being serious.
Okay.
You mean to tell me...
To be fair, Justin has had 2.5 glasses of wine this evening.
3.
When did you have a third? This is your third.
Yes.
So 2.5 is in your body, and that's half a glass, because you fill that thing to the brim. Oh, are you going to pound a glass of wine, Worsham? Okay, I was going to say you'll regret that.
You can't pound wine without dying. It's like eating 10 crackers in a row.
I will pay you to do that. There's a box of crackers right behind you.
Mike, I would rather pound that wine than drink a box of crackers.
Me too. Mikey Rubino did it.
He ate 10 crackers?
He did it in a minute. He took it, and he did them all at once. He made a stack of them and went, and then swallowed them, and he got a lot of saliva going. Yeah, I was impressed.
Why? Why would anybody?
We were doing all that stuff. Don't you remember the Oasis gig, Fred, with the night that Fred tried to drink a gallon of milk in an hour? After we told him that he couldn't do it, and that some bus boy or bat boy lost a bet to that.
Not a bat boy or a bus boy.
It was a bat boy.
No, it was on FMA. It was
yeah.
That's what brought it into Oasis. That there was a guy on FMA who was a truck driver, if I remember correctly. That he knew that it was wrong, like you couldn't do it.
Because of the case that got into it within the MLB. There was a bat boy that got into it with some guy, and he got into it with a bus boy. The bus boy's like, I hit 300 RBIs a year, and I bet you $1,000 you can't drink a gallon of milk in an hour.
And the bat boy is like, I can clean more dishes faster than a cyborg penis or a dishwasher. And I bet you I can do that.
And that's time.
Is this wine creating a weird energy for me?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
All no, right. Not at all.
Because I kind of feel like we're like going into NPR type territory where it's like, hey, how
really?
You doing?
Well, let's talk about doxycycline.
Okay. We'll get that box or that bottle.
Sure.
DOXYCYCLINE.
No, there's an I, not a second Y. It's one Y, which also.
There's only one Y?
Yeah.
There's only one why.
Why are you getting mad?
I'm not getting mad. I'm knowing that you're wrong. And that's the difference, is that there are two Ys. It's DOXYCYCLINE.
There are two Ys.
Now,
that is correct.
It's hard because you can't really see this, but if you write that out, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that that is pronounced doxycycline. Right, and what is it that you're saying it's pronounced as?
Doxycycline.
Doxycycline, and I'm saying that the Y after an X makes the I sound like doxycycline.
Where do you know that? Like, are you just making that rule up, or?
Yeah, why don't we try dictionary.com and see what...
I was going to do the same. I don't believe it's going to be in there. I'm taking this drug, as you're looking on there, for those of you who care, because I'm going to India in October, and I have to take some anti-malaria drugs. But this stuff is destroying my will to live. I'm doing a little mini test before I go into India and risk getting malaria. I don't think I can take this drug because earlier today I took it and got dizzy for a half hour after eating, and I kind of wanted to die. Just a little.
Doxycycline.
Oh.
Doxycycline.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Doxycycline.
That is 1-1.
Doxycycline.
Hold on. We have to really decide by calling Rocky.
Okay. Rocky.
Rocky, come
Rocky,
here.
Come here.
Come here, Rocky.
Rocky.
Come here, bud. Come here. Rocky has chosen wisely.
He came right to me.
He has chosen wisely.
But then he kind of snuck under the table and kept going to you. But...
He's licking my...
and then...
Oh, what's food from Jacob? All right.
Yeah, it's not really counting.
I had a I had an idea also recently about something that I think would be fun to... Rocky, go away now. Your job is done.
Yeah, he keeps picking me. It's for the future.
Bank that. Bank it.
Bank it.
Bank. I think
you are the weakest link.
I think it would be fun if we ever hit a point in the show where we don't know what to talk about. And I think it's also fun because I had a good time when we did this with Kelly Lohman.
Do you think that would ever happen?
What?
We get to a point where we couldn't have anything else to talk about?
I didn't know where to go from doxycycline. That's why I brought this up.
I had more to say. You can ask me questions about doxycycline or India.
Would the answers be antlers? Will there be antlers because you've taken doxycycline?
Yes.
What happens when you take doxycycline?
There are horns.
Not See? Antlers?
Mm-mm.
What's the difference? The antlers molt?
You're right. Let's talk about whatever you want
to. No, that I had this idea because when what I enjoyed thoroughly about the Kelly Lohman episode
was she on?
Yeah, it was the thing where we all talked about what we were nerdy about, like
oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean, like
good.
What we were. And I know, like I thought of this as we were firing this up, is that you immediately started playing because your new thing right now is your iPhone applications.
Because I discovered something very cool.
Or your iPod
them.
Applications, I should say.
I now buy Star Trek comics on my iPod.
Oh wait, hold on. We're getting a phone call.
Oh, man. Every time it turns to something I want to talk about, somebody
it's
calls
probably
in.
For the better. Thanks for calling the Second Funniest Podcast. This is Justin and Kevin. May I ask who is calling?
Virginia.
Oh,
yay.
Virginia the bra lady.
Virginia.
We just listened to your voicemail.
Lady.
Pre-show, and Kevin commented when you said, this is Virginia the bra lady. And he said it's like you were like the reoccurring call-in character on a radio show where you have like a title of the bra lady. Did you hear about Jeremy Schutz spotting your name on a van? Do you own a van that has a bumper sticker on it or?
No, I don't have a car at the moment. I was in a car accident.
Oh, that's right. That happened recently, huh?
Terrible.
Did you on the car that you had? Did you have a bra lady bumper sticker?
I did not, but I do know the ladies that have the van with the.
Oh,
is she
and
like?
When I get my new car, I'm gonna have the same thing on my car.
Is she a partner of yours, or are you guys, like, battling bra ladies? Like,
ooh, I would watch that on
we
ESPN.
We work for the same company.
Oh, okay.
Essential Bodywear.
Oh.
So she's a direct-selling bra lady like me.
I say you branch off, and you call yourself Virginia the over-the-shoulder boulder holder lady. Sure, it makes for a longer URL, but everybody knows it.
Yeah, I remember that from Punky Brewster.
I think that's a very good... I think we should do that.
What a politician.
You're the easiest person to sell to in the world. Okay, I'm in.
You should also buy mud flaps.
Fan.
You're what?
I am your guys' biggest fan.
Oh, wow. See, we have a lot of biggest fans. If we only had 10,000 more, I think that I don't
Who
want to sound
quantity when we have quality.
I've been giving out your name everywhere, so...
Say what? Hold on. Natalie is asking inappropriate questions.
They can't hear Natalie, but they can hear Virginia. So let's stop the show and find out what Natalie has to say.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Bring
Natalie
up
has
let
a question
talk,
for
let
you.
Let her talk into the mic.
Because hold on. Before Natalie says anything, here's what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Natalie is about to take our over-elaborate setup of being able to take phone calls and then record this show live for the internet to be downloaded later, you know, all this stuff. She's about to use it, if I'm not mistaken, as a freaking telephone.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead. We're going to go live to Natalie now and figure out what Natalie has to say.
I got to go take the dog on a walk, but I was thinking when you record your CD, if Virginia's there, she could stop by the hotel and measure me for bra, and then I can buy a bra from her. It's a good plan.
She said she couldn't hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
All right.
Justin's the best. I can hear Justin the best.
Bra lady. Ooh. Oh. Yeah, that's right. How you doing, lady?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
She's chosen me. I called her and she came to me first.
Virginia, Natalie wants you to measure her when we're all up there for Justin's recording.
On November 4th at Roosty T Feathers at 8 o'clock.
It's at Roosty T's now?
Well, it's got a Y in there, so I got to...
What did you just say?
I said, Roosty, you didn't hear this, but this is the bad part about the call-in, is that the person who calls in doesn't know what's happened beforehand, but Kevin's taking a drug that I was mispronouncing, and so I said Roosty T-Feathers because there's an E sound in this new drug. But, yeah, the joke isn't about you. But so, yeah, she wants to know if you will measure her for a bra when I do my recording on November 4th at Roosty T-Feathers. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to roosterteefeathers.com, or you can go to justincomedy.com and get a direct link to buy your tickets now.
What did Virginia call in for? Let's find out.
Of course I'm going to. You know I'm going to.
Yeah, so do you want to measure Natalie for a bra? And if so, what would you wear to measure my wife for a bra?
I would love to touch your woman's boobies.
Oh, my gosh. Somehow the fact that you used the word boobies made it better for me.
She said she wouldn't, though.
She said she would love to touch.
Oh, I thought she said
I would love to touch your wife's boobies.
Wow.
I love the word boobies.
Really?
Just
yeah.
Kidding.
You're just kidding? You don't love to touch my wife's boobies? But you will measure her.
When did this become the Howard Stern show?
When I started drinking Pinot Noir.
I doubt Howard Stern ever drank Pinot Noir on the air.
That's why we have to do it to pretend
Kevin's
to be him.
Prude.
Kevin's such a prude. Oh, Virginia the bra lady swinging, slinging some mud.
On that's the true. Boobies.
What's wrong? You don't like boobies?
No, there's nothing wrong with the boobies. There's something wrong with a married man hitting on the girl just because she says the word breasts.
She didn't say breasts. If she said breasts.
I concur with Kevin.
No, you shouldn't, because if she said the word breast, then it would be more clinical. See, when she says boobies, that means she's opening the door for game on.
I have to go with Justin on
right?
that. You guys are playing your own little game of booby tennis.
You want to hear it?
Say, yeah, I want to hear your booby joke.
Well, I kind of gave it away, but.
No, it's all right.
What kind of bees like milk?
What kind of bees like milk? I don't know what.
Boobies.
Natalie said the punchline when she heard me clarify the question from the living room. She goes, boobies. Where did I see that before? Somebody, I know who it was. There was another comic who was stealing your bra lady joke in Fairfield. He was using that his kid came up with it or something like that.
I think I read that on the back of a popsicle.
Oh,
it was a fudgesicle.
What kind of boobies are fudge? We're doing great. The bigger question is, how are you? You're here's what's happening. You're calling in when we don't have a guest, and so you're going to end up being our guest again if we can find enough stuff to talk about and not annoy the hell out of you.
Yeah, what are you a nerd for?
No, you guys never annoy me.
Okay,
but
what are you?
Is she at a right level? She's really quiet in my headphones.
I don't have a car now, so I have to bike it to work, and it is 16 miles.
You're riding 16 miles round trip to work every day?
Yes. So it's 8 miles to work and 8 miles back.
And how does that affect the size of your boobies?
Tremendously. They're going to get smaller.
Really? It does that?
I love the word choices that she has. She said tremendously.
Why would it make your boobs smaller?
Because you lose weight. Anytime you lose weight.
But you're using your legs.
Alaska and
Montana.
And what was it, Kevin?
Montana.
Those are two very different sized boobs.
Lopsided. Is there something that you're nerdy about, Virginia? Like, what do you obsess over?
Oh my God, you have no idea. Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah, I knew.
And
it was
you guys
Harry
did not talk about it. I've been listening, and you guys did not.
Yeah,
talk
we talked about it with Kelly Lohman.
Harry Potter. Well, okay.
Because this used to be the JK show. How can we not?
We'll create a spoiler alert right now. But, so what about Harry Potter? Why do you love it so much?
You've read all the books?
I've read all of them, and I've listened to them.
Ooh, Jim Dale.
You watch and listen to them?
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
I've done both.
I love Jim Dale. He's awesome.
Yeah, I've read everyone and then bought the book.
Listening to it.
Who's Jim Dale?
He's the reader of all the audiobooks.
So you read them?
Yep.
And then again, you listen to somebody else read them?
Several times.
Several times.
I have listened to each of them at least 3 times.
And then you go and see the movie.
Yes.
Which is somebody else.
Twice.
There's like 30 people reading it.
Yep.
In a varied version.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they're making a theme park in the land of Florida.
Years ago we knew that. Yeah, it'll come out next year.
When Kevin's saying years ago we knew that, he's mispronouncing we. He should be saying years ago I knew that.
Wait, hold on. Since when are you not on the Harry Potter boat?
It's not that I'm not on the Harry Potter boat. I just didn't know that there was this extreme. I've either read the book or I've seen the movie.
Really?
I've never listened to an entire book that I've already read.
Wait, are you saying you haven't read all of the books? Or
I've read all of the books.
Have you seen all of the movies?
Except for the one that's out now.
Just out now?
Yeah.
It's been out for months.
Well, I mean, the latest one then. I have a child.
Justin, you need to listen to them. They're so good.
Yeah. I get it because I've heard them in Kevin's car. I just didn't know that. I thought Kevin was commuting a lot, and so he bought these CDs on tape because he liked to listen to them. I didn't know that he was also like reading the book and then listening to the same book that he just read.
To hear how Jim does it.
Like, okay, wait. Now, would you read when you go to bed at night and then get up in the morning and then find the spot that you left off on?
What? No. I'd read chapters a day.
I'm a bookworm. I love to read.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not a real nerd. Harry Potter and the Bible are the only books I read.
Isn't it the people that love the Bible are anti-Harry Potter, though?
Some that are crazy.
I'm a Christian, and I love Harry Potter.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I'm curious about this. Because I have two Christians here with me. What is your stance on crazy Christians? And what differentiates a Christian from a crazy Christian, in your guys' opinion? We'll start with Virginia, because she's a call-in guest.
A crazy Christian. Well, yeah. I guess being closed-minded.
Closed-minded.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten more open-minded as I've gotten older.
So,
and, I mean, I don't
closed-minded against what?
And Wiccan and any of that, but Harry Potter, it's a story. It's a beautifully told story. Mm. And I think Joe Rowling is a genius for picking up the story and having it be so complete. Because, I mean, her imagination is awesome. And it's good against bad and, you know, good triumphs. So how is that bad? I don't know. I guess if you think about letting your kids listen to it or watch it or read it, parents probably get scared that their kids are going to probably want to, you know, be a witch or a wizard or be in the sorcery, and that could be taken as evil. But I think as long as you raise your kids right and they know that it's a story, it's fiction, then it should be fine.
Yeah, because that was...
they're going to listen to Harry Potter.
That was my whole beef with the Christians, or we'll say crazy Christians, who were anti-Harry Potter, that I'm like, really? You want to go after a book.
Yeah.
Like, you want to go after...
because it's popular.
A fictional story that's popular, because is it the idea that the crazy Christians want... if you want to hear a story about a powerful kid, we want to tell you about Jesus. Is that what they want? They want people to be wearing robes and sandals and cleaning the feet of whores for fun and on Halloween?
It has to do with...
Mary Magdalene was not a whore.
It has to do with...
you were so misunderstood.
I'm just interjecting some humor into a heavy topic.
Harry Potter.
I know.
So heavy.
No, when we talk about the Bible, I think that could be heavy-handed a little bit.
Asio Bible.
Yeah.
He's speaking Hindi and thinks it's funny. No.
Asio is Harry Potter.
Oh.
If you listen to J.K. Rowling's interviews, she does allude to being a Christian.
We'll leave that off the table.
What? Hold on. That's what we want to talk about.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard any of these things, but I don't know.
You think she's a Wicca, like a crazy goth?
Here's what I believe, is that I think the people who are fully against Harry Potter are people by Christian by a checkbox only, and they may fully believe what they believe, but they are what Virginia is calling closed-minded, in that if you don't exactly follow and believe exactly what we believe, then you're not a Christian. And if anything doesn't even look like what we believe, then it's not the same thing.
Because that's the part that I take issue with, is that I don't understand how... What's your expectation? Is your expectation that people cannot be interested in anything?
And that's an extremist Baptist view.
Yeah.
That would be a very super extremist view of things. And to do that, you completely remove yourself from the culture. I mean, this is a balance that Christians are going to have to be in, especially in the West, for all time. This, like, being in the world but not from it is the concept we say, meaning that we are here, we're experiencing the world with everybody else, but we're, for lack of a better word, ambassadors from God, that we live for a different set of code, we follow a different set of rules. But that doesn't mean condemning something that's out there simply because it's popular.
Yeah, and so, like, because this is what I was thinking, is that if you're going to go after Harry Potter, why not also go after Three Men and a Baby?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because there are three men. We don't know who the father of this baby is. It could be any one of this. So
Sister
now there's three
act.
Men and one girl. Yeah. You don't let a black girl in a
Back
Catholic
to the Future. Movie. Why wouldn't you fight? Why wouldn't you fight Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Time traveling.
Time travel.
Is a sin.
That's only for God.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I think people just like to be dramatic and they like to cause controversy and...
Yeah, and with to be fair, there the Bible is very clear that witchcraft is not okay. It's not a gray area. That, I mean, it's straight up and down. It is a bad
thing. But that's not being. That's here's the thing. It's I feel that it's not like these sixth graders or fourth graders who are into the movies are going out and going. When they say I want to be a wizard, it's not that they're actually going to grow up and like sacrifice chickens and goats in the middle of the woods.
They want magical powers.
They just
they want to be superpowers.
It's no different than when these what I would say these crazy Christians when they were kids wanting to have a lightsaber and move things with their minds. You know what I mean? Like it's just a different Star Wars of a different generation.
I wonder what the church's response to Star Wars was back when that became incredibly popular.
I think it was back in the late 70s where nobody cared about anything. Like, I feel like there's this general progression, maybe since the 70s. Like, the 70s seems to be like the speed bump in the road, where it's like everybody's super conservative and super wannabe
PC. Until Star Wars. Name one thing that was cool before that. Maybe Jaws?
Nixon?
Yeah, Nixon. Super cool.
You guys are getting off track from Harry Potter. I'm sorry.
How funny is it that we lost the bra lady? We're like, oh, geez, talking about the 70s and 80s. If you want to talk about more of Dragon's Den or whatever it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, 70s was ripe
for... We can talk about Star Trek because I like Star Trek, too.
You really watch Star Trek?
Kevin, how do you not know this about me?
I wanted you to talk about it.
Together?
Yeah, but do you watch it or you just like know that there's Klingons?
So funny. It's so funny. You can't see this, Virginia, but Kevin. Kevin is holding a glass of red wine.
I was upset with you when you didn't come to work, and I asked, I forget who it was, but I asked where you were at, and they said you were at a Star Trek convention. And I was like, and he didn't take me?
I don't remember that.
Oh, maybe because you. So what I was saying, Virginia, was that when Kevin asked you, do you watch Star Trek or do you just know what Klingons are? He was holding a glass of red wine, like looking smugly through the microphone at you.
It's blood wine. This is Klingon blood wine. All right.
Pinot Noir from Lodi.
Which is Bolian for Klingon bloodline. Blood wine.
Doxycycline.
I have trouble with my R's.
So I want to know, like, what draws... So you say that you like Harry Potter because the stories are complete and everything like that.
Well, I guess on a level, I understand Harry, and I guess I relate to him a lot.
That's what I was getting at. I think that's the kicker for all of these kids that are super obsessed with Harry Potter is that they get the idea of like having a rough life, like the whole idea that he's living with these, you know, kind of foster parents that are his aunt and uncle that don't really care with him. I think more than people would like to admit that there are people, kids in this.
But that's the ultimate paradigm for almost every kid's story ever. It's the outcast kid with a special unique talent that isn't recognized, who is actually super better than everybody else around him at that special unique thing. Story for kids at modern television is like that.
Which brings me to my point that J.K. Rowling is ripping off George Lucas because that sounds an awful lot like Luke Skywalker.
I would agree. But right? It's the same story. I think it goes deeper than that. Yeah. I think that's an archetype that we've just buried so deep in our storytelling. Yes. And I would argue that it's Jesus that we're borrowing from the story of Christ. Because he was a Jesus. Remember what Jesus could do as
Luke
a kid?
Luke Skywalker never washed the feet of horse.
Yeah, but see, young Jesus. Young Jesus was able to turn water into wine at a wedding.
Okay.
Hello?
No, I'm with you.
No, Virginia.
She's saying she loves how nerdy we are.
Oh, got it.
You're saying that young Jesus could turn water into wine at a wedding? Yeah. So was it a skill he could use all the time? It was only like when the moon came out, like a werewolf?
No, it's just when he decided to show his power. the scripture goes something like, they're at a wedding, right? And he's a young kid.
It's funny that you go, the scripture goes, and I'm expecting like Bible speak. And
right.
They're at a wedding, right?
Right.
So it goes from, I'm going to hear the King James version of the Bible to listen to this John Hughes film break.
Well, I believe it's very important to make the Bible and make the stories relatable instead of quoting King James to you that I don't even understand.
That's the whole point of pageant plays. Why they did it.
Oh, that's the point of pageant plays. So they're at a wedding, right? And his mom comes in and he's like, so we're out of wine. And Jesus is like, well, you know, it's not really my time, mom. I'm sorry. And she tells the servants, all right, you tend to his needs, whatever he wants. And so they're hanging out and he's like...
Wait, when he's saying it's not my time, I don't understand what we tend to his...
Meaning like she knew that Jesus was very special. There was really no other reason to come and tell him.
So Mary goes to Jesus saying, listen, the party's out of wine. Could you hook me up? Use some of that guy. God power?
Not really, but okay. More like my favorite son. It'd be like you telling your kid, oh, man, we blew it. We're out of wine. Like, this sucks. And your kid being like, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about that right now. It's so, not my time.
Because I know that I'm doing this wrong, but in my mind, that makes Mary a little passive-aggressive.
No. You're thinking,
she's coming at it like not saying, Jesus, we need wine. She's saying,
no.
Ugh.
No, that's not the
gosh.
Point.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Jesus.
You're thinking about it.
What if she's going, oh, Jesus. Oh,
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm right here.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, that's dead. Stop that.
No, we don't have any more wine. I see, wish there was something we could do.
You're looking at it through modern eyes. You're not going to stop. You're just going
to
keep bulldozing.
This is funny to me. What if the 7-Eleven is on the other side of like a lake or a river? River, and she knows about his walk on water power, and so she's like, oh, we're out of wine. I wish there's no boat that could get over there fast enough, but you could just jaunt over the water. And he's like, it's not my time, Ma. All right, it's not my, like, and what if he's like, he's teenage Jesus, so he's got a little bit of a toot on him because he knows he's the son of God at this point. I mean, come on, what is going to be bigger, like, tootish teenager than son of God Jesus?
Not
right?
Jesus.
Not Jesus.
No, he never committed one sin, so he always respected his parents.
That's a sin to not respect your
parents? It's one of the commandments.
It's a commandment?
Thou shalt respect
thy
parents.
One of the ten. That top 10 things you shouldn't do is disrespect your parents.
Are you being kidding time?
No, I'm being serious time.
Yeah,
it's my time to learn this.
it's in the Old Testament. So I'll dig it up for you.
You act like we. Here's what I read. I read the Iron Wolf.
Yeah, would you? Yeah, Virginia, would you grab the Bible there? I'm digging it up on my iPhone. Go ahead.
You're digging up the Bible on your iPhone? Is that a game?
Yeah, I have the Bible on my iPhone.
Oh, really?
iPod? Sure. The Holy Bible.
By David Avery?
Yeah, he just wrote the language. He didn't write the Bible.
Okay, I was like, I go, are you sure?
Yeah,
How many people rewrote the Bible?
It's
then?
About some lambs and a UFO.
There's a wizard. What he tried to do, he's tried to pull a Constantine, and he's combining all the things that are pissing off the crazy Christians so that everybody's happy. You can have your Harry Potter. Just make him Jesus.
Oh, good idea.
So he says, it's not my time.
Yep.
And
oh, you
want to
go back to this?
Yeah.
I was looking up the Ten Commandments for you. You're all over the map with your Bible school.
But this is, well, while you're doing that, I want to know why does he say it's not my time?
Because say again.
Okay. Hold on one sec. She has the Ten Commandments.
Go ahead, Virginia.
No, hold on one sec, Virginia. I want to hear the it's not my time part.
What's your question?
When he says, it's not my time, Mom, I want to know what that means.
The scripture isn't exactly clear why his reaction was like that, which is why her reaction is, well, servants take care of whatever he needs.
He had servants?
Yeah, they were a rich family.
Why I thought he was confusing? A carpenter.
That it was a good skill at the time. Carpenter,
really?
Yeah.
At the time?
Yeah.
Are you saying that it's not a good skill now?
Okay, moving on.
What if so, carpenters who listen?
Let me tell the story. So he tells them to grab.
Do you think every carpenter becomes a carpenter because of Jesus?
He grabs these giant basins of these stone water
and then become disappointed with the lifestyle, and then they become the angry wife beaters that they are.
And he says, see, now you're the carpenter racist.
Carpenter. You put an E at the end of everything.
Okay, he says.
Turn it back on. Nobody can hear you or see you turn the microphone off.
Virginia,
anyway,
Reed,
no, go ahead. Continue.
No, I'm not going to fall for this.
Why? It's fun.
You're going to ask me a question, and then stop me. One, you tell me the story so far, and then I'll keep going, because I don't even think you're paying attention.
Okay, Mary comes to Jesus, and she says, oh, we're at this wedding, and we're out of wine. And Jesus is like, whoa, hold up, Mom, slow your roll. It's not my time. And so she's like, okay, well, you servants take care of Jesus, because we got, you know, mad amounts of Skrilla. And so you tend to Jesus and take care of whatever he needs. So to me, it sounds like, you know, like they got to do some kind of like prepping to him so he can turn water into wine.
Yes. No, they didn't know that that's what he was going to do. So he grabs he has them roll over these giant basins, these huge stone basins, fills them up with water, and he tells them.
He fills them with water.
No, he says, fill them up with water.
He says to servants.
Yeah, fill them up with water because he's a kid. And then he says, now take
that.
Oh, I don't know, eight, somewhere in there.
He's eight and he's turning water to wine.
Yeah, well, that wasn't legal back then. So then he says, now take
those. So hold on a second. They have 10 commandments.
Son of a
One of them is that you have to respect your parents, but they don't have a legal drinking age?
Oh, man.
Here's a bigger question then. How old was Jesus when marijuana became illegal?
Oh, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, He could totally drink at 8 years old?
No, they didn't have the same sort of rules we did. And no, he wasn't drinking.
He wasn't drinking? Is that a sin too? Is that number 11?
The point of the story...
What doesn't make the top 10? That's what I don't know. All right, let's first... That's a great point. Let's... Now that I have these non-crazy Christians, let's go over the top 10 rules that you should
not... No, we're not done with the story.
Oh, gosh. You say you want to talk to Virginia about her commandments, and now you want to go on with your story?
Virginia, read the commandments to Justin.
I want to hear the story.
She's waiting. She's waiting.
All right, go Virginia.
Well,
go Virginia. Virginia, just we want the commandments.
Let's see how far Justin can get. My money's on two before he has to interrupt and say something.
You've already interrupted her. Yes, now we are. Go.
All right. Number one, no other gods before God. Number two, no idols. Number three, no misuse of the name of the Lord your God. Number four, remember the Sabbath, no work. Number five, honor thy father and thy mother. Number six, no murder. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Number eight, you shall not steal. Number nine, you shall not give false testimonies against your neighbor. And number 10, thou shall not covet thy neighbor and his stuff.
You shouldn't cover thy neighbor and his stuff?
That's what a funny translation, thy neighbor stuff.
Yeah. I think she's breaking it down.
His stuff.
But so, hold on.
Read it straight from the Bible if you want.
I'm sure that this isn't the case, but let's go with the premise that this is a top 10 list. One being the worst possible thing you could do.
No, that is not what it is.
But let's go with it because it's fun for me.
Okay. It's actually broken down much more interestingly than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Much more interesting than...
Yeah, because if you listen to it, there are things that... that God gives commandments, and then there are ones that have repercussions, and there's only one in there that actually is because God did it.
What did he do?
The Sabbath. He created the earth and the world in 7 days, or in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. So he asked
so that's
us.
Why we have to do it.
That's why we're asked to rest.
But the rest he didn't do. So he didn't respect his parents?
No, what?
Now, hold on. Now, this is going to sound like I'm being a smartass, and I'll be honest, half of it is because I think it's funny to be a smartass in this situation, but half of it is because I'm honestly curious, is that it says in there that thou shalt not kill, but didn't God kill a bunch of people?
Well, what do you mean by God killed
a
bunch of people?
I guess really the answer to this then that I'm coming up with after saying that is that God's not accountable to the Ten Commandments.
No.
He doesn't have to answer these rules.
No, they're his laws.
They're his laws.
Yeah.
So it's like I make up the rules in my house, but I don't... It's like what my father...
No, they're his laws.
My father used to make up rules in the house, and I'd be like, well, why do I have to do that? And he goes, I'll tell you what, when your name's on the deed, you can do whatever you want.
No, that's not it. That's not how God obeys. Because when Jesus came, he obeyed all the Ten Commandments.
Jesus did?
With the exception of the Sabbath.
He broke that rule?
He didn't break it. He fulfilled it. See, this is the problem, if I may.
He completely rested?
This is very important, if I may.
Is it because he has to rest because that's what God knew was going to be Sunday football?
No. This is very important.
And if so, why does Monday night football
exist? I'm going to say this one very important sentence, then you can make fun of the rest of my religion.
I'm not making fun of your religion.
That Christianity and all of what the Bible is not a series of rules that we are meant to obey to the exact letter. There is an overall message there, an idea of who God is that is complete and absolute that we are drawn to and encouraged to learn about him. It is not a history lesson in the science of the creation of the universe or these commandments are not something that we're living by completely now because Jesus came to fulfill them. Thank you. Now continue to mock my religion.
Does it really seem like I'm mocking your religion?
I'm half paying attention because I'm trying to find the part about turning the water into
Virginia,
the wine.
Do you feel like I'm mocking your religion?
No, but you do make fun of Mexicans awfully a lot, and I'm so offended by that.
That is hysterical.
How dare you be racist against my race?
Here's the thing. I joke about being racist. I'm a big fan of the Mexicans.
That's also racism.
What?
That's also racism.
Because I love them?
Yeah.
As a people?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me explain why. They make great food.
Okay. See, you're making it worse.
My only beef with the Mexicans, I have two beefs. I could come up with a top 10 if I could get to a top of a mountain.
You realize I'm totally messing with you, right?
No, I do. And I'm totally messing with you, too. But so here's my two beefs with the Mexicans. My big beef is, as I mentioned on the last show, that you travel in large herds. And then when you're in a mall or on a sidewalk, you tend to take up the entire sidewalk. So fast-moving gringos like like myself can't get past you.
Okay, so many things wrong with that story. First of all, you are not a fast-moving anything.
I'm basically a coconut. I'm brown on the outside and white on the inside.
You're white on the inside?
Coconut.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm completely whitewashed.
It would be more of a...
No, hold on. I want to deal with what Kevin said while you were saying that, Virginia. Okay. That he said, I'm not a fast-moving gringo.
Yeah. Second of all...
Have you seen the way I walk?
I can outpace you.
When we go on a...
Exactly.
She just said, I can't touch my toes.
Exactly.
But no, when we go on a walk, the last time we went on a walk, you said, whoa, this is the pace that we're going to go?
Yeah, I'm a slow stroller, but...
I walk fast with purpose is my point.
Nah. Second of all, how can you say big beef and Mexicans 8 times and not make a big beefy taco joke?
That's
how?
My third beef.
Oh, okay.
My second beef is that you guys never trim the bush that covers my mailbox well enough. And every time I go in out of my damn door, the leaves are covered. Like you know
that's not all Mexicans that take care of your
not at once. It's a small unit. I'm saying they got to rotate through. Kevin, they look different every time they come through.
Yes, Virginia.
I'm just going to cut off Justin right now. Kevin, if you want to find where Jesus changes water into wine,
it's John 3.
John 2.
John 2. I'm ready. Ready? Okay. Now, on the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no wine left." Jesus replied, "Woman, why are you saying this to me? My time is not yet come."
Woman?
Back in that time, that was a huge form of affection. You wouldn't say... It's like saying, mommy.
Then why is it that people get so offended when I say that to my wife?
Because now it doesn't mean that. His mother told the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Now, there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish ceremonial washing, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, fill the water jars with water. So they filled them up to the very top. Then he told them, now draw out some and take it to the head steward. And they did. When the head steward tasted the water that had been turned into wine, not knowing where it had come from, though the servants had known they had drawn it from water, he called to the bridegroom and said to them, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the cheaper wine when the guests are drunk. You have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the first of his miraculous signs in Cana of Galilee. In this way, he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
So before he walked on water, he turned water into wine.
It was his first miracle.
Now, when he stepped on the wine or the water that he walked on, did it turn to wine?
It turned into wineries.
And then my other question is
that's
that why
Napa
is it,
Valley came from?
Why is it that Jesus doesn't endorse a particular wine? Like, why isn't he? Like, did they say he turned it into a Pinot Noir, or was it just a?
I don't know what the Jews were drinking at that time. It might have been Bud Light.
What if we with Manischewitz?
Oh my! Oh yeah, it was probably.
It's got to be Manischewitz. What is Manischewitz made out of?
Wine. Pork, I think. I think it's a pork barrel wine.
I think what they do is they get barefoot and they step on circumcised pigs and then they squeeze the juice out of it and then pour
that some. That is the second or third most disturbing image I've ever had in my mind.
Second and third?
Yeah, it takes up 2 whole spots.
So he's 8 years old.
Yes.
And he turns.
Although in that translation is interesting because it refers to him having the disciples there. So
how old was he when the disciples showed up?
He was 33. No, 30.
30?
He goes out to the desert, is tempted by the devil, and comes out and is like, okay, here's the plan. I got to go find me some disciples.
So he's already had the disciples there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that translation.
Because the disciples, and I don't, here's the thing. I don't know if it's because of the whole story of Jesus or if this was also an idea then, because I'm really intrigued is that I thought he was going to be a little bit younger. But now what I'm imagining is Jesus is, he's just turned 30. He's probably going, you know what, I'm single.
No, I think he's 8. I think that's...
In that story, you're going to go with 8.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's 8.
Virginia,
he's,
back me up on this. Isn't he a kid in that story?
Actually, I don't know.
I might be wrong. We just recently went over this.
You know who could tell us? Joseph Barker.
He did actually just preach on this.
Really? Somebody didn't listen well enough.
I work at the church. I'm going to text him.
Text him? Twitter his ass.
No, I don't do that. We work in a church.
So,
I'm reading. Hold on. Let me read.
But the disciples, to me, it sounds like a great name for a band.
Oh,
like
I'm sure that's been done. That's a great idea.
Like
why don't we call this the disciples?
Because it's been done. The Jesus, like, if Jesus is putting together a band when he's 8 years old, he's going to be like, listen, we go to some small clubs, right? I do some healing of some blind and some people who can't walk before show. That's all pre-show. We come out, we start melting some heads with some, you know, hardcore rock and roll or whatever was cool then, right? And then when the, and then
mostly
they're
Yiddish,
like, no bar is going to let us in because we're too young. He's like, no, dude, we don't need a bar. We just pull up to a dune somewhere. We set up like a tiki type bar, right? Just a place with some palm trees near it. And then I start turning water into wine.
Okay, see, this is another misconception of who Jesus was. He wasn't some dude with God magic powers. He was God incarnate. So all the magnificent
men. Well, it says that, Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples
it
have
does
also
say that.
Been invited to the wedding. So, did he have his disciples at 8?
No, he couldn't have. Any, but he, how would he have his disciples?
Yeah, it would be hard. If
I guess not, that was his first miracle.
I would not be listening to an 8-year-old, no matter who he said he was.
No, because we know the disciples don't show up until he comes out and says, drop your nets and come follow me. And they're like, okay,
drop your what?
So, your nets. They're
I don't know. What version are you reading from, Kevin?
Oh, the NET.
The Dave Avery version? Are you familiar? The Dave Avery version. He made the Holy Bible application. He rewrote the Bible.
I'm gonna read some Star Trek comics now.
You're gonna tune out from this show. This is going great.
And I know. Star Trek comics, right?
No,
it is the Dave Avery. You have really good eyes. That's impressive.
Good eyes. I have a great memory, and I'm drinking wine.
Oh, that's helping your snarkiness.
I'm not offending it.
How do I get to personally be on the show is what I want to know.
How do you get to be personally on the show?
You have to come down here.
I want to be personally on the show.
You could come to Los Angeles.
I want to meet you guys and hang out with you guys.
Or I could bring my equipment up when we do the CD recording that weekend. We could do an episode with you. And you can, oh, come on. Here's what we
got
to do.
You put your wine glass down.
Hold on. He was
holding it by his mouth for at least a minute. And now he's taking a big draft.
So here's what we got to do, Virginia. Okay. That weekend, are you in town that first weekend in November?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's what we got to do. You got to come into the hotel. We'll do an episode because Kevin's going to be there, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you come in, Virginia, and you measure Kevin and I for bras.
I was waiting for this.
That's what I want to have happen.
Continue.
That's it. I want you to measure us for bras, and I want you to pretend like we're women with hairy chests, and you're going to come in.
Only
and
if you let me photograph it, and I can put it on my website for my business.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. You make that sound as if we would not be okay with that.
Yeah, please. That's the coolest thing ever.
The only reason I'm letting you put us on your website is if you let us also have copies of those photos to put on our Facebook.
I was like, you're willing to advertise that you did this for us? Like, that's nothing but advertisement for our show.
That's great advertisement. If you're a bra lady and you could fit a man for a bra, that's how bra lady your
Hold
ass
on.
Is.
Hold on. Can you put it on pause? Do we have to buy the bras?
Body shapers.
I'm not getting measured for panties.
You're not getting measured for panties? I will get measured for panties.
I like that word.
As long as we're not thongs, because my ass does not look pretty in a thong. No level of internet is okay with my ass in a thong. No level.
You mean if you turn off the safe search, it still doesn't show up?
There should be a filter on your browser. I'm not saying. I know I like
it. Yeah, we used to wear them for years.
Yeah, remember? Well, my first year I didn't have to wear the dance belt, but the second year they put it on because evidently I'm
remember you as a Ferengi, Justin.
Oh, that's okay. That was your first year, Virginia.
No, I wasn't afraid. I was a Romulan when she was there.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I believe you.
It was 1997. You were a Ferengi in 96 and 97.
Did you ever put those pictures Virginia sent to us on our Facebook?
No, there's one on my Facebook, but I'll put a bunch up.
Yeah, put us up on our Facebook.
Okay.
What else can we talk about that you're nerdy about, Virginia? You said Harry Potter. You said Star Trek.
You don't want to mock Christianity anymore? You don't have any.
I'd love to, but I lost track of where I was in the mockingness.
I'm sure you were making fun of something.
Well, here's what I want to know. I want to know, as a non-crazy Christian, let's pretend that the commandments are ranked in order, right?
No. So we're not doing that.
Why not? You just set me up. You brought it back.
All right, fine.
So what's number one in the commandments?
Well, it's funny because Jesus answered that. He said the number one commandment is do unto others as you would have others.
I think I can answer that question.
Here's what I want to do. With you two non-crazy Christians, and understanding, like, I don't know if we got to do, like, a thing where we say...
I just want to point out, I'm not a crazy Christian, I'm a crazy Latina.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
She will cut you.
Because she will cut you and then confess to it later. She will say, Jesus...
I've already used Kevin my disease, so, you know, when I hit them.
Jesus. I shivved that bitch in the kidney, and I'm sorry for doing
com.
It. No, I'm not like that at all. I was just kidding.
No, you're serious. I think if Virginia got pushed hard enough that you would shiv somebody in a kidney.
I have to go get my laptop.
Why?
Oh, I'd probably fight to the death. I'm very stubborn.
Oh, man. That's because that's our Latino blood.
Yeah.
In order to have this conversation about the Bible, I have to keep up.
You have to keep up?
With the electronic Bible. Hold on.
You need to see the whole thing in front
exactly.
of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this iPhone thing.
Because here's what I want to go over. While Kevin's getting his electronic Bible, a.k.a. laptop, a.k.a. PC, which I think means it's only the Old Testament if you have a PC, if you had an Apple Bible.
See,
yeah,
you know,
the Bible Gateway has everything on there.
Yeah, the Bible. And they have the Message, which is a great version of the Bible.
The Message?
Yeah, it's
Is that like Twitter for Bible?
It's been
like
rewritten by this dude. And he,
Dave Avery? Because I've heard of his work. I'm a big fan.
And it translates it into plain English.
Did you know that they have an audio Bible podcast?
Ooh.
So you just listen to somebody? Is it Jim Dale that reads the Bible to you?
Oh,
that
John Cleese.
Would be awesome! Oh my God!
Tell me, that's how you get these crazy Christians on board. You get Jim Dale, who reads Harry Potter, to read the Bible.
No, they'd burn the Bible. They'd stop believing in it.
And then he could do like a different voice. That would be awesome.
But that would be great for you.
Listen to that.
If you could lose the crazy Christians, that would be good for the regular Christians, in my book.
Yeah, wasn't it Mark Twain that said,
"I'd
be a Christian"? Huh?
Are we all crazy? What is your definition of a crazy Christian?
Well, that's why I was asking you to just separate. My definition is kind of like what you said, not necessarily close-minded, but extremist, in that they use their faith. Because here's the thing. I would call myself somebody of ambiguous faith. Like, I don't know.
An agnostic.
Yeah, okay. Agnostic is what we say. But I don't know exactly, you know, necessarily what I am or anything. I am of the belief, though, that everybody should be able to do what they want. That's what my belief is, which I think makes me a libertarian. But I don't know if that's a religion.
Well, how does that work? How does everybody getting to do whatever they want? Because what if what I want imposes something on you that isn't safe or fair to you?
Then I remove you from my life.
Okay. But that doesn't work.
Why?
Because if your point is that everybody should be able to do whatever they want, what if my religion says I have to kill 1,000 people before I die?
Okay.
So I'm going to kill you.
No, then you're going to go to jail and get killed.
See, that's a conflicting ideology.
Yes, I'm not denying that it's conflicting, but like by my method of thinking is that it's the majority rules. So if you live in a nation, mm-hmm. right,
yeah.
where the majority of the people there decide, hey, your religion is crazy, so you don't get to kill 1,000 people before you die,
but see,
we're going to kill you first.
But see, that's the same problem.
Which, by the way, this is the religion of Texas.
That's
where
true.
We kill you
but
first.
But that's the same problem. Now, it's not being true to the thing you said initially, which is that everybody gets to do what they want. Now it's we get to do what the majority wants, which is what most people complain about the Christian religion in the first place. Is that
okay? Here's what I like, because maybe I'm using the wrong words, obviously.
Sure.
My point is that here's where I take issue with the crazy Christians. I take issue when they use the name of God to go to a dead soldier's funeral and protest and saying that the reason that soldiers are dying in Iraq is because America condones homosexuality. That I'm not okay with.
People do that?
Yes. It's the whole Phelps family in Wichita, Kansas. They do that. And then it's the people who think that we should live in a country that doesn't have things like Harry Potter because it poisons the minds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They also, these are the people that think that, you know, we shouldn't give condoms to kids at school because it's like saying, please have sex, teenagers. Please do it. It's all of that stuff that I'm like, you know what? You do what you want to do. I'm of the thinking that I just don't want to hear you tell me how to live my life. That's what I want. I don't want to hear, like, it was really crazy, actually. Like, I had some Jehovah Witness. I was taking the dog and the cat out on a walk on Saturday morning, and the Jehovah Witnesses were coming by, and it's almost like I sent out some kind of, like, demon, like barrier where they saw me.
You were walking that dog of yours, right?
Yeah, 78 pounds of Satan.
Yeah.
So they saw me, and they left. Like, they just did an about face and just turned around, and I'm like, oh, that's so great, because I need to remember whatever it is I did, because it's not that I think that they're crazy. I don't judge them. I don't look at them and go, you're stupid, anything. I don't think about them. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I want them to think about me as much as I think about them. That's what I want. That's to me is a great religion. That it's like, if you guys want to get together once a week and you guys want to have barbecues and talk about your God and what you think is right because you all have similar opinions, great, do it.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to do it. That's all I care about. I just don't want to hear about you needing me to do it and how wrong my life is because I'm the, because all that makes me want to do is point the finger back at them and say,
totally,
this is why you're wrong. You're wrong because my understanding of, you know, and it's completely ignorant, as this last conversation, you know, told us, was that my personal opinion of the Christian faith is one of acceptance and tolerance and love, and that you're not here to say you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. That's not your place. That's mm-hmm. the place of God. He makes the decisions. Absolutely. He does the judging. That's not your place. You're here on earth because you're an idiot, you know, man who makes mistakes and screws up everything, so you don't have a say. Your job on this planet is to live the best life that you can as close as you can to God and not worry about what everybody else is doing.
Which is almost dead on to what Jesus' message was and what Christians have been called to do, which is communicate that Jesus brings an access to living with God for eternity.
Yes.
And I think Christians get off topic and they get so bogged down with the rules of the reasons why and what you need to do to get there. When Jesus' message was quite clear, it's Jesus plus nothing. All you need to be with God for eternity is Jesus.
So John Lennon was wrong in his song. It's not all you need is love.
No, well, Jesus is love, but that's semantics.
Oh.
That's a little math. So,
because here's the other thing. So, like, there's this second coming of Jesus, mm-hmm. but then there are all these crazy people who say that they're Jesus. Like, yeah. Even in that movie, we've talked about this on the show. That movie, Religious. We're not leaving you out too much, are we, Virginia? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. She hung up.
How great would it be? We would hear a noise. We'd hear a gagoon if mm-hmm. she hangs up.
I'm bored. she's a Catholic, so
you know, the focus is not on me anymore, so you know, I'm just kind of sitting here
pouting until you pay attention to me.
Let me tell you about how much I would rather talk about boobies than Jesus. I'll be honest with you. Of the two, am I breaking a commandment by
not
choosing boobies above Jesus?
No, well,
all the boobie talk last time.
That's true. That's also why I'm moving on to this. Yeah, you know, because we talked about boobies. We talk about adoption.
Well, you know, God and Jesus are a big fan of the boobies.
Yeah,
they do like the. Have you read Song
They're
of Solomon?
Men? I would have totally pegged Jesus as a leg man. You know, the whole walking on water thing.
When we're done with this, I'll read you. I don't know. It's not fair to read you some of Song of Solomon. There's some dirty stuff in that book in the Bible. It's pretty,
like, dirty as in, like, it should be on HBO.
Yes. Well, what's a little above HBO?
What's a little above HBO?
Yeah. I mean, it's downright
Skinamax, which is Cinemax after 11.
It's downright graphic with its poet. With
really?
Its poetry.
Like romance novel, like he thrust his purple headed warrior.
Pretty much. Yes. Yeah. It's like that, but in Bible speak.
Really?
Yeah, the Song
so
of Solomon.
How do they take? Because this is that concerns me. So if I'm a person like such as you,
yeah.
I didn't mean that to sound like that.
Uh huh.
But no, I'm saying like because I realized that I was going to be talking about a third person, but then there's like you who's decided I'm going to wait until I'm married to have you know the sex, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
So if all of a sudden I see somebody start reading about all these things about like a romance novel, like that's got to make it hard, right?
Back in the day, you weren't even allowed to read the Song of Solomon, the book. Until you were married.
Wow.
Yeah, because it is so, or until you're engaged, because it is so graphic.
Wow.
Let me pull out some.
Is it because it would bring out these desires within you, or it's just because
it's graphic. Like, it's about going down on your lover and that kind of thing. And
Jesus says you should go down.
Well, it's Song of Solomon's. It's Old Testament. It wasn't Jesus's that was talking
Elijah,
about
Elisha, then?
Is that who? No. It's not cheating.
If
he's eating.
So this is not cheating if you're eating?
She brought back the Arnold quote.
Well, that sucks. Because here's what just happened to Justin's mind. I thought she was making a biblical quote that also correlated with Arnold Schwarzenegger's belief. And I was like, what if he read it in the Bible?
No, like the second
verse. Well
done,
Virginia. Well played.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Your love is more delightful than wine. That's the second verse of the book. Now think about it in the time.
Here's what I heard when you read that. Yeah. Wah, 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 wah. I was expecting penises and vaginas. And
it's poetry, though, so it's not going to say it outright.
I don't want to hear poetry. Let me tell you about how Cinemax is not about poetry after 11 o'clock, right? That is not poetry. I don't want to hear about, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Hold on, let me get there.
I want to hear about, you know, I'm going to hump you more times than this camel has rises in its back. That's as poetic as I want to get.
There's something wrong with you. There's something chemically imbalanced about your brain. You have me going through, I feel like a kid in Sunday school trying to find out all the dirty words.
I would be a great Sunday school teacher. Don't you think I would be a great Sunday school teacher?
No.
Because I would send you on scavenger hunts through the Bible. Think of how much, no, because we just talked about this. You remember 95% of what you teach, right?
That's true, we didn't talk about it
on the show. We talked about off the show is what I know. So if all these kids are having to teach me about the Bible because I don't know, they're going to learn that much more.
I'll take your class.
That's the 11th commandment. Here we go.
You're going to like these. These are pretty direct. How beautiful you are and how pleasing, O love, with your delights. Your statue is like that of a palm and your breasts like clusters of fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruits. May your breasts be like the clusters of the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine.
Okay, so what that says to me is like some guy who's 4'2" is dating some chick who's 6'4", and he's got to climb her like a palm tree to get up in her business, and then he's going to kiss her. But that doesn't talk about anything about going down.
I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus, I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment.
Contentment?
That's what it says.
Is it because she's not letting him touch the boobies? Because that would make me feel content if it's like...
I'm going to write you a paper.
Is it content or contempt?
Contempt. Contentment. Like
I'm happy.
I'm happy, yeah.
I'm happy because your boobs are like a wall? Was it cool to be flat-chested back in the day? Because that's not good business with a bra lady.
I'm not sure.
It should have said, as big as Montana and Alaska.
There we go. That's what we do. We get all Dave Avery on the Bible. We write our own version where, you know, everybody's...
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says that.
It just says Alaska and Montana.
Oh, I thought she meant get all Dave Avery on the Bible.
That'd be pretty funny.
Now, that's an interesting question, getting off the Bible for a brief second, is that do you find that you... Sorry, Jacob's laughing at nothing. I don't know what he's laughing at. But do you find that it's you get more business from, you know, more well-endowed women than you do, say, the more flat-chested women, because the flat-chested women don't need bras? Or is that a misnomer about women that even flat-chested women should have a good bra?
Well...
You know, that question was for you.
I probably... Not, like, probably as big as me.
Yeah.
Because I'm on one scale. So we cover 32A to 44G. And so I probably cover between a lot of C's and D's and E's and F's.
Because
that's like the middle.
Because that's like an ambiguous area where a lot of women aren't sure of their cup size, right? That's how
exactly. It breaks. Yeah. So some people are like this lady I measured. She's a little short Hispanic lady. She was in a 42C. And when I was done with her, she was a 44G, and her boobs were, like, where they were supposed to be.
Yes.
And she was squeezing into a Steve cup bra because that's what fit her in the department store.
And I don't know if this is breaking a commandment, but I feel like you're doing God's work if you're making sure that that you're making sure that 44Gs are in the right spot.
44Gs?
Yes. And
you're proud of that.
And A's and B's and C's, too, because... You don't want them to go down south. I mean, no one wants a saggy boob. Well, some guys like it. I don't know.
Who are these people?
Like? My wife seems to think that her boobies are sagging. I think that they're beautiful. But maybe it's because they're my boobies. Like, so I feel like, you know how like if you buy a new car and you're kind of like that first new car you get, you're kind of attached to for a while. You
know? I don't know anything about that.
I wasn't even making that connection.
That
I wish
seems
I was.
Preposterous.
So to just give a little backstory, Kevin has a 2000 forest green Saturn SL2 that is just beat to hell, has probably a quarter of a million miles on it.
Close, 150,000.
And so he... This car is like
hit.
like Herbie the Love Bug was cool because it looked like crap, but it also had like it was anthropomorphized. To use Kira Sultanovich's word,
it's good.
So
is it
like,
as cool as his Ford LTD that he had at Great America?
Ah, no, that wasn't as cool. Wow, you have a memory like Kevin Miller. That's impressive. Way to care about the details.
No,
Wait, what did you say?
She said that he said that you had a memory like him because you're you remember his Ford LTV?
LTD.
LTD.
But does he remember that I drove a Ford LTD when I turned 18?
Oh, no. I do remember that now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Now that she said it, I wouldn't have remembered it that
Had
quickly.
She not told you?
Yeah.
I don't think you understand the definition of remember.
Let me read from the Bible.
All right.
This is the woman speaking. Awake.
Ask Kevin, if he remembers the sign I made for him when he moved into my apartment complex.
Doing what?
She wants to know if you the sign that you made. She made for you.
Because I moved into Darren's apartment, which happened to be Virginia's, and she put a sign up on her door on her window because you drove past her window to get into the parking lot. I remember.
What did the sign say?
It said, "Hi, Kevin."
See, she was wanting you to climb the palm tree that is her wall.
Awake, north wind, and come south wind. Blow on my garden that its fragrance may spread abroad. Let my lover come into his garden and taste its choice fruits.
This sounds like he's making a salad. When does the sex happen?
I have come into my garden. This is him now speaking.
Now, when they say, because here's what I think is happening. What if they're honestly, this is a section about gardening.
I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey.
And you just keep dropping the emphasis on come, garden.
I have drunk my wine and my milk.
Bush.
I think Kevin's reading way too much into this verse.
Oh, no. No. This is not me reading too much into this verse.
Is it?
Kevin.
Listen, this is a bra lady. Her job is walls, I think, or is the mountains in the states of Alaska and Montana. She gets the idea of boobies and panties and all that stuff. How funny would it be, though? How funny would it be if you're reading into this whole like chapter?
No, I'm not. I know what this says.
You know what? You know who's poisoning you is this crazy Joseph Barkley.
I wish he would text that.
He's poisoning your mind.
He's having a meeting with the elders right now.
The elders?
My job.
What does that mean? What garden do the elders live in?
They're my boss. No, this is not. I'm not making this up. I'm not reading into this. What else could that possibly mean? That's.
It sounds to me like you to have a good garden.
Totally kidding with you, Kevin.
Oh, thanks. So, man, the way to open that door
up. I'm just saying, because you're a nerd, you have to figure everything out. So it's kind of cute, actually.
Aww. Honor thy mother and father, so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. That's the promised land.
So if you honor your mom and dad, you get to go to the garden a lot? Is that what it says?
In this verse, he's speaking directly to the Jews who had been wandering around the desert for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Like an entire generation. And he's like, listen, your parents didn't do this, so you probably should so that you can go to the promised land.
Oh, your parents didn't wander around?
No, your parents were not honoring to their parents, and now we're still stuck out here. So you should probably follow this commandment so that we can go home.
Oh, this is where he's talking about the commandment of honor your mother and father.
Uh-huh, yeah. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal.
The first one is murder.
That's the second one.
What's the first one you can't do?
You can't. You need to honor your mother.
Oh, not your father?
Honor your mother. What did I say?
You said mother.
Twice?
You just said honor your mother.
And father.
Okay.
That's Freudian.
Honor
your mom.
Honor her.
And some other guy. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbors or lie.
And that's basically lie about your neighbor, but the guy who lives two houses down, feel free.
Neighbors means people.
Really?
Yeah.
How do we know that for sure?
Oh, God in heaven, give me strength. You should not
give
covet
you strength
your neighbor's
for what?
House?
To not break a commandment?
You shall not covet your neighbor's
wife. Killing
is
number two.
Or manservant or maidservant, his ox or his donkey. Or
plus,
anything that belongs to your neighbor.
If you kill me, you don't get to do this because I have all the stuff.
Who do you think is going to get this stuff?
Not you. You can't covet thy neighbor's goods.
I'm not coveting it if it belongs to me when you're dead.
When I dead, let me tell you.
I've been drinking wine.
What about my wifey's?
I think she defaults to me, right?
No, you don't get to covet my wife because we're neighbors.
Why would you get mad at that? I'm going to take care of you.
I'm going to give me a little
That's understandable.
She wants a pool boyfriend? Is that what she said? A pool boyfriend. A young boyfriend.
But I could provide for you.
I say, here's, hold on, I feel like I should be able to have a say with this.
No, you can't, you're dead. I always thought I'd take care of you and Jacob.
Talk into the microphone, number one.
Well, she's not in here.
But it doesn't mean that two of you shouldn't be heard,
Jamie fell asleep. Wait a minute, I always thought that I'd take care of you and Jacob when Justin, that's what we talked about when he had his heart attack. That
maybe
I'd
this
take
is
care
not
of you
something
guys.
We should cover on the podcast.
No, it's fine. It's not incriminating at all. All right, what's your vote on this? You don't want me to take care of her?
It's not that I don't want you to. It's that let's think about me in heaven looking down upon my wife. Okay. And if I had to choose, right, I would like my wife to spend the remaining days of her life on this planet until she joins me in heaven with the bra lady.
Okay, in heaven, their marriages will not be given nor taken. There are no marriages in heaven.
No marriages in heaven?
No.
So I can do whoever I want.
Oh, gosh. It's like I'm walking
because then that's
into
perfect. Because it, because if my wife and the bra lady fall in love, and then we all get to be together in heaven.
No, there's also no
what
sex
could
in
be
heaven.
More? What?
There's no sex in heaven.
And then is there sex in hell?
No. There's no
where
sex
is
in
there sex?
Earth.
Earth?
Here.
I don't ever want to leave. I need this cyborg guy to be real deal homie feel in about 40 years.
It's that important to you? You know, believe this, God is better than sex. I need a picture
this
of that.
This is hard to take from a virgin.
That's why I haven't had any sex.
Because you don't need it because of the God?
Exactly.
That's one of the best jokes we've told on this show. That's enough to wrap it up on.
Yay, Virginia.
Yay, Virginia, thanks so much for being a guest on our show and for spontaneously calling in. I hope you had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I did.
Did you have anything to say? Did you have anything to add? Was there a particular reason?
We know that people could contact her at Virginia the Bra Lady. Is it the Bra Lady?
Yeah, Virginia the Bra Lady at Yahoo.
.com, so you can contact her. So all the ladies in the Bay Area or the surrounding area, she will take a trip to come help you. So if you're like, I feel like I'm a 44C lady, listen to me right now.
Ooh, is that a thing? Can someone
listen
be a 44C?
Listen to me, ladies. If you're looking at yourself and you're going, I feel like I'm a C. Just taste this for a little bit, like it's a garden. Okay.
Oh God.
Just think to yourself, what if I could tell dudes I was a G?
I don't
and
think
if you're married,
to.
If you're married, no, you want to be G's. Those are huge.
I don't know. Some women with the giant G's, they would rather conceal it.
No,
because the guys just stare at their chest and they're in denial.
It doesn't matter. No, the women want us to stare at their boobies. If they didn't want us to stare at the boobies, then they wouldn't wear low cut tops and then cover their chest with glitters. I covered that on I'm a Good Husband.
I have a comment to make on that.
Oh, here we go. Now we can't end the show. Okay, let's have it, Virginia.
Because Kevin made a comment that I didn't elaborate on my my testicles last time.
I don't believe I called them chesticles.
I did.
I don't think I call them that in general.
My boobies. They're pretty big. And sometimes you can't help what you wear. No matter what you wear, they're going to show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hold on. Are you ashamed of your boobies?
Actually, I got a breast reduction 5 years ago, believe it or not.
Did you really?
And they came back. I'm so
that
upset
sucks.
About that.
You're upset? Let me tell you, hold on, as a person of faith, not me, but you, Virginia.
Oh, gosh.
Like, here's what you should tell. God is telling you, you're supposed to have big boobies.
Yeah.
And he's
but
saying...
But you're not a woman, Justin. You don't know that men stare at them.
You know, but I don't think guys really like big boobies. I think guys just like, normal size. And
I don't know what kind of homosexuals you hang around with, but let me tell you about something that you need to find. Here's what you do.
What is big boobies? What do you mean by big boobies?
No, she doesn't have to give her cup size.
No, not you. I'm sorry. When you say guys don't like big boobies, they like normal size. What in your experience is too big for guys? She's a bra lady.
Probably me.
What's that?
Probably her. No, she's saying she's the cutoff. No, here's what I'm telling you, Virginia. I want to say this to be fair, because I don't want to be like a complete pig at this moment, because then I feel like I would be creating the example that Kevin is saying is the reason why this isn't okay, is that If you go to any construction site, I guarantee you.
That's your measuring rod?
No, what I was trying to say was that I'm not imagining her boobs in my head, but I'm telling you that there are...
guys would notice them and they'd want to motorboat, whatever, but I don't think there's too many, like, maybe it's just me.
No.
What does motorboat mean?
For the love of God, is there a man listening to this show that lives in the Bay Area that could please... there are some huge testicles that are not getting motorboated, and that is...
What does that mean?
That means you go in the middle of the boobies and you go... And the only reason I know this is because it happened to my mother from a guy who had just made it from an open heart surgery. Like, he had a heart attack, had open heart surgery, was this old guy, and he was getting discharged. She was getting discharged, and she was like, and my mom had to reach above something over his head. And while the discharge nurse is talking to him, my mom's a respiratory therapist, he leans over and sees her boobs, and he just puts his head in between her boobs and goes, like this guy in his late 70s, and totally motorboated my mom. And my mom, you know what my mom said? She just goes, ha 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 ha. That was her response. She went, ha ha ha. Like, that's hysterical. And I go, Mom, you weren't mad? She's like, come on, this is old guy. He's going to die. She goes, if my boobs bring him a little bit of pleasure before he goes off to heaven, then great.
Wow.
Yeah.
This explains so much about you.
My mom is like a Mother Teresa of porn.
Okay, this has been the second funniest podcast. That is our new drop that can replace the old one. Virginia, the bra lady.
Thank you so much, Virginia, for calling in. Thank you for listening. You have no idea how much we love and appreciate everything that you do know, right? You know how much we love and appreciate you.
I hope so, because I think that I'm the number one fan and not Jason Bears or whatever his name is.
Oh. That guy.
Not Jason Bears. Oh, this is another reason why I love you so much, Virginia. Not Jason. His name is Joseph Bears, but it's funnier that you call him Jason Bears.
And as the biggest fan, you probably know his name because you say it.
I don't know. Or is she playing a mind game and she's just going, I don't even know who this Yahoo thinks he is.
Who does he is?
Yeah.
We've known Virginia longer than we've known Jason Bears.
He doesn't know the dedication I have to you guys.
That's probably true.
That's true. I took all the equipment with me to Fargo, and he's listening to this now. I took it all with me to Fargo, North Dakota, so him and I could do an episode. And
what?
He didn't want to do
it's
it.
It's called the JK Show.
I know. It wasn't an episode. It was going to be like, we were going to call it the Second Daddiest Podcast because we were going to, like, he came up with this idea. He goes, I can't wait about to talk about being a dad with you. And I'm like, oh, great. We'll do a little episode. Maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes. Maybe it was an hour. I don't know what's going to happen.
It'd probably be 2 hours.
But here's the real story. Never happened.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. That's we got to wrap this up. We got to get out of here.
How long is this? Don't tell me. Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for calling in, Virginia. We'll talk to you later. All right. Thanks for listening. And we love you so much. Virginia the Bra Lady at yahoo.com. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that was good times. All right, now we got to play a song. Wrap up.
I thought we were done.
There was a huge gap in there, and I apologize for that.
Because you have to... Right.
I have to... Well, I can't fade out her.
Right.
All right,
okay, bye.
I used to be the kind of guy who never let you look inside. I'd smile. When I was crying, I had nothing but a lot to lose. Thought I had a lot to prove. In my life, there's no denying. Goodbye to all my yesterdays. Goodbye, so long, along my way. I had enough of crying, bleeding, sweating, dying. Hear me when I say, I'm gonna live my life. His wings and fly. I ain't here to play. Gonna live my life every day. Change. Everybody's feeling strange. Never gonna be the same. Makes you wonder how the world keeps turning alive. Learning how to live my life. Learning how to pick my fights. Take my shots while I'm still burning. Play on in my life every day. Can't shake the wheel. I just every day.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And there was evening and the morning, the first day. And God said, "Let the expanse between the water and the separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and he gathered waters from, he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit and seed in it, according to its various kinds." And it was so.